You're listening to a Nova Science Now podcast. I'm David Levin. Could you tell a real Van Gogh painting from a fake? Maybe, maybe not. Even art historians and museum curators can be duped by a skilled forger. 21st century technology is giving them an edge over art swindlers, though. With the help of the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, teams of computer scientists are working on software that can analyze a digital scan of a painting to determine if it's legit. Nova producer Dean Irwin recently covered this story for Nova Science Now. He talked to us a bit about how he made the piece and what he learned in the process. So, Dean, how did you first become interested in this story?
Well, I found out that last year, in 2007, the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam was hosting this workshop started by a professor of physics at Cornell University, a man named Rick Johnson. And Rick organized a bunch of scientific teams to load over 200 of Van Gogh's works into their computers to see if their programs could come up with a kind of mathematical signature for Van Gogh. And I, as a producer for Nova, asked the museum if we could introduce a deliberate copy of a Van Gogh painting and put it among five other genuine Van Gogh paintings to see if they could actually spot the forgery.
Had they spotted any fakes before you did your own test?
Well, Eric Postma of Maastricht University, who is a professor of artificial intelligence and computer science, his computer program actually was able to identify the most famous Van Gogh forgeries in history, which are known as the Walker forgeries, from several of the real Van Gogh paintings.
How close to the originals were Walker's forgeries?
Well, the bottom line is that Walker's forgeries worked. Many, many famous art dealers in Europe bought them and pronounced them as genuine. It shows that even the greatest art historians, the greatest authority on an artist, can be wrong. And it shows the need for a tool that is unbiased. And what's more unbiased than computer program?
So how did Postman's program actually work?
His computer program was able to spot the Walker because it had an abundance of brushstrokes from all different angles of orientation, horizontal, diagonal, vertical, different degrees of magnification. A kind of numerical signature emerges that a computer can get a handle on. And it turned out that the forgery had too many brushstrokes, many, many more than Van Gogh himself would have used. And Eric Postma explains it simply by saying, if you're a forger, you're trying too hard to mimic the master. And it is not apparent to the eye if you look at the painting. But the computer, in analyzing tens of thousands of brushstrokes at high magnification, spotted the forgery using that program. And I thought, well, if it worked on an old forgery, it'll work on a new forgery.
But where'd that new forgery you used in the piece come from?
The Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam helped me find a very, very skilled young artist whose name was Charlotta Kaspers. And Charlotta is not only an art historian, but an art reconstructionist, which means that she takes historical materials, paints that were accurate to a particular period. Charlotta would take canvas or wood and treat it in a way that it would resemble the original medium used by an artist, so that the museum could then study her copy and figure out how to best preserve the original. And Charlotta was commissioned by Nova to do a faithful copy of a small painting in Van Gogh's most famous years. And I must tell you, the painting looked very, very faithful to the original. I'm no painting connoisseur. Ella Hendricks, the chief conservator of the Van Gogh Museum, saw Charlotta's painting and rendered the opinion that she did a great job.
So even she was convinced.
She was convinced. Now, mind you, Ella Hendricks would never have thought that Charlotta's copy was a real Van Gogh. A real forger would have aged the canvas so that it appeared cracked, baked it in an oven, perhaps added a little brown veneer so that it looked old, and done some other tricks, which I will not reveal here, so that it would have passed itself off as a work from 1889. But that was not our mission. Our mission was to see if the computer, analyzing the brushstroke pattern, could detect Charlotta's work, which to the naked eye looked very much like a real Van Gogh. But what would it look like to the computer?
I guess we'll have to watch the segment to find out.
All right, David, terrific.
Thanks again, Dean.
All right, see you soon. Bye-bye.
Can a computer program tell Nova's Van Gogh copy from an authentic painting? Find out on Nova Science Now, airing in the summer of 2008. In the meantime, you can find more fun science stories on our website at pbs.org/nova/sciencenow.